Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, your host for the Living by Design Show, and I am so excited to spend this time with you for the next 30 minutes going over another very empowering topic that we're going to bring to you today here on the Living by Design Show. So I am very happy and excited that you have decided to join us this evening, because everything we do here on the Living by Design Show is intended to make sure that your life is enhanced and improved so that you can accomplish your goals. That is our commitment to you. Tonight is going to be a great discussion with Dr. Tony Alessandra, and he is a world-renowned expert on the topic of relationships. And we all know that relationships is an area and a topic in your life that is critical, because it pretty much touches everything you do. If your relationships are not healthy, then it affects you in a very negative, toxic way. And if your relationships are very healthy, then it could have a seriously positive impact on your life. So either way, whichever direction your relationships are going, that's a good indicator of which way you're headed as far as accomplishing your goals and being successful in whatever it is you're trying to do. Now, our guest for the evening, Dr. Tony Alessandra, before I bring him on the line, I just wanted to just give you a little bit of background on Dr. Tony. He is it's really funny, because I have actually not met Dr. Tony in person, but I was introduced to his work because I'm associated with an organization called Fred Pryor and Career Track Training, and it's an internationally known organization that delivers world-renowned seminars on many different empowering personal development and professional development topics to enhance your life, topics such as how to deal with change, how to manage stress, how to overcome negativity in the workplace, how to perform better in your job and in your personal life, and so many different workshops, just too many to count. If you want to learn more about that organization, you can go to Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R.com. And I was actually introduced to Dr. Tony's work through that organization, because I am a certified trainer and facilitator with Fred Pryor Career Track. And Dr. Tony's work is so amazingly great to me. And I'm just selling tons and tons and tons and tons of his CD, especially the ones about relationships and the Platinum Rule. And I'm not going to talk too much about that, because I want him to talk more about it when he comes on the line. But he's an amazing individual, and I'm so, so excited that he has taken the time to join us this evening here on the Living by Design Show. So without any further ado, I am going to bring my guest for the evening on the line, Dr. Tony Alessandra. Hello, Dr. Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I am great, and I absolutely just love your voice. I'm very familiar with your voice. I hear it all the time, because I'm always playing your videos in my workshops.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very entertaining. It's not just informative, but it's very entertaining. Has anyone ever told you that?
That's what I try to do. Yep. Oh, yes, yes. In fact, one of my clients, I thought, at least from my perspective, described it quite aptly. They said, my talks are like college lectures delivered in the comedy club.
I like that. That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like that. I like that myself.
Yes. I mean, I can't even count the number of workshops where I have played your videos. And I have yet, I don't care how sour-faced they come in, not wanting to be there, but not once have I had one group of people not laugh when they hear you speak. Yeah, it's really, really, you're very good at what you do. Now, Dr. Tony, before we jump into relationships, because I really want to pick your brain about that topic, can you just share a little bit of with our listeners, because we have global listeners all over the world, just share a little bit about how you got started in this field and, you know, a little bit about your background.
Well, I went to college at the University of Notre Dame. While I was there, my parents only could afford the first year, and my mother said, you know, something will happen. And, you know, so they were able to pay for my first year. And then during the summer between my first and second year at Notre Dame, I got a job selling cookware, china, crystal, and cutlery door-to-door. And that summer, now this was the summer of 1966, my commissions totaled near $5,000 just in the summer, which back then, that was more than enough to pay tuition, room, board, books, everything. Boy, those were the days, weren't they? When $5,000 could cover all that. But I did that for 3 years, sold. And what it did is it gave me that background and experience in selling and that success to build on. I eventually went on and got my MBA. After my MBA, I started teaching at Susquehanna University in Pennsylvania, and I taught marketing courses, but particularly, you know, the one that was near and dear to my heart was professional selling. I did that for a couple of years, taught 1 year at Cal State Fullerton, only professional selling, decided I loved college teaching, went back to get my doctorate in marketing at Georgia State University. Now, here's the catch. This was a major turning point. When I was there, my doctoral chairman, you know, for my dissertation, was Dr. David Schwartz. Turns out Dr. David Schwartz was the author of a multi-million best-selling book called The Magic of Thinking Big. Plus, he was a most speaker. He was giving, even though he was a full-time college prof, he was delivering nearly 100 speeches a year. And that sort of imprinted on me. And toward the end of 1974, which was a year into my doctoral program, I had already now finished my coursework, I got a call to do a program on selling for one of my students at Georgia State, because while I was there, not only getting my doctorate, I also was teaching professional selling. And so I went and I did the program, and that led to another and another and another. So I started in November of 1974, went through, kept doing programs on the side, finished my PhD in June of 76, came out to California, where I still live, San Diego, and got a job teaching marketing at the University of San Diego. But after 2.5 years, the dean of the school, actually 2 years, the dean of the school basically said, you know, you're doing a lot of speeches on the side. You know, you're a full-time faculty member. You really need to pick one or the other. And it was then that I said, you know, I've been teaching for 8+ years. Let me give him my resignation and go full-time speaking. So in January of 79, I struck out on my own as a full-time professional speaker, and it just so happened to be the same time that my first book was out, which was called Non-Manipulative Selling. So that's, you know, a long story, but I've been speaking ever since. I write. I have an online assessment business. I know one of the things you teach would be the four styles, the behavioral styles. So I have assessments on, you know, what's your style, what's your behavioral style, and online virtual training programs. And that's really where my focus is today. My focus today is basically doing less live speaking and doing more digitally, like my virtual training programs, where I can reach many, many more people all over the world than I could when I just gave live speeches.
Wow. Well, and I just want to say the interaction that I've had with your work especially, and before we're done here, I definitely want you to give out websites, especially for the behavior, not behavior, but the personality styles, because that, to me, that is that's deep. That's very, very, very critical for people to understand how to build effective, strong, good, healthy relationships. You've got to understand the person that you're building the relationship with. You, as you state in your platinum rule, you can't just expect everybody to be treated like you want to be treated. So you've got to understand. Is that the dictator thinker socializing relator?
Yes, that's the director thinker relator and socializer. Absolutely.
Oh, director. That's right, director. Yeah.
Yeah, and but you
I call
know
the
there are many models. Yeah. Well, that sometimes they are. Absolutely.
I know it. But yeah, I absolutely love that. Now, and Dr. Tony, we both know relationships are critical for life success. I mean, you could look at a person and probably just determine how well the relationships are in their life. I mean, do they have good, healthy relationships, or do they have toxic, sick relationships, or what? So whoever, they always say, and I don't know whose quote this is, because I always like to give people their credit, your net worth is, or your network is going to be your net worth. So,
right.
You know, whoever you hang around, it's going to be what you're worth. So we know how critical that is.
Right. Absolutely. You know, your smarts, your book smarts only takes you so far. Your people smarts really bring you over the top. We have many, many, many incredibly intelligent people who have zero people skills. And it turns people off. They don't listen. They mentally argue. They tune out when there's no relationship skills there. But you know, give me a person who has great relationship skills, who's a premier communicator, and that's the person whose ideas are held dearest to the hearts and minds of the people that they're trying to influence.
And I can give you a perfect example of exactly what you just said. Now, I don't know if you're a fan of The Big Bang Theory. It's the comedy show that comes on. I don't know what channel
Big
it comes
Bang
on.
Big Bang Theory?
In. Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. And I've watched
Sheldon.
Every single episode from the beginning.
Sheldon. Is he a perfect
Sheldon.
Example?
Yep, he is. He really is. Sheldon is, well, according to Sheldon, the smartest person in the world. And he is, you know, at least depicted on the show as an incredible genius.
Right.
But he is so clueless about relationships that he irritates people.
Right. Right. And he doesn't even realize that he has irritated them until they show that they're irritated. And that's even worse. I mean, you don't even, not only are you irritating people, but you don't even realize what you're doing. So yeah, and that's why I really want to just talk a little bit about the importance of building healthy relationships. And I am absolutely not trying to say to any of my listeners, I know the importance of education, absolutely. I spent 28 years in a corporate career at IBM Corporation, and I was in a technology role. I was not happy with that, even though I was in management, you know, executive management roles, but I was not happy with you know, being in that. I wanted to work with people. I was in a left-brain job, but I had a desire for right-brain work. And so I just walked away after 28 years. I mean, that's a lot of money to walk away from, but after a while, money is just not it's not the motivator. Not for me, it wasn't. And I wanted to do something I was passionate about, and that's why I love what I do now, helping people to design and develop their personal and professional goals or whatever that is, and relationships is all around that. So I came back, came out of corporate America, went back, got my master's in psychology, and it has just been amazingly wonderful. I love my work, and I absolutely love you. So I want you to talk a little bit, Dr. Tony, about your platinum rule. You would be amazed at how many people don't have a clue that that's out there. So could you please share with them what that is about?
Okay. Well, when I moved from the East Coast, you know, I was born and raised first 18 years of my life in New York City and New Jersey. And eventually when I moved out to California, I practiced the more traditional golden rule. In other words, I treated the people in California the way I wanted to be treated. San Diego, you know, which is Southern California, more laid back. So I treated them the way I wanted to be treated. Well, that made an assumption that everybody wanted to be treated the same way I did, which was false. You know, basically, I treated the people in San Diego as if they were New Yorkers. Do you see a problem there? I mean, I came on too strong, too fast, too aggressive, too in your face. And even when I asked people to do things that under any other circumstance they would have willingly done, they decided not to do it. And it wasn't because of what I was asking them to do. It was simply because of how. It was my approach. I rubbed them the wrong way. And it was then that I decided that I had to come up with another rule. Not a replacement, but a complement to the golden rule, which is the platinum rule. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. In other words, talk to people in ways that make it easy for them to listen. Manage people, lead people in ways that internally motivate them to want to follow. Sell people the way they're comfortable buying, not necessarily the way you're comfortable selling. This is the platinum rule. This is adaptability, which is your ability to change your approach, change your strategy, depending on the situation or the person you're dealing with. And Kathy, in today's environment of increasing diversity, now what do I mean by diversity? We have gender diversity, you know, male, female. Remember that best-selling book, Men Are From Mars?
Yes.
Women Are From Venus? That was all about gender diversity and how when each sex, when each gender communicates in their own pattern, it causes more miscommunication. So we have gender diversity. We have generational diversity. We have, you know, the baby boomers dealing with Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, how they all have their own unique ways of looking at things and doing things and communicating, even the music and everything. You know, we have religious diversity. I can go on and on. So I think in a world of increasing diversity, the platinum rule, the practice of it, becomes increasingly important.
That is so true. And oftentimes, well, most of the time, majority of the time, when I am teaching your platinum rule and I'm using your videos in my workshops, of course everyone wants to be successful at work. Absolutely. But when you start bringing in that personal aspect of it, this is going to help enhance and improve your relationships at home. Because when you talk to your spouse in a way that they want to receive it, for instance, I can't just go up to my fiancé, soon-to-be husband, and say, do this. I have to go up to him and say something to him that's going to make him feel good about himself. Oh, I love the way you did XYZ. I love the way you put the toilet seat down. I don't know. It just any old thing. I love the way you did whatever. And, you know, because you do this so well, could you do this for me? And I never, ever get kicked back. Never. Every time I do that.
Excellent. I mean, a great relationship tip. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you to appreciate and show the everyone wants to be appreciated and validated and accepted and all of those things, especially our personal relationships, our spouses and significant others. But if you're always criticizing someone and you never, ever show appreciation just for the smallest things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anything major, just for the smallest things. And they love that when I talk about that in the workshop. They absolutely love it. And it's all in keeping with the platinum rule. Treat
yep.
and talk to people in ways that internally motivate them to want to be, do, and have better.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's what it's all about. You know, so when I talk about the platinum rule, it's all about understanding the differences in people, and you know we just previously mentioned that there are four basic patterns of behavior.
Right.
The director, some people call it the dominant style. You know, there's a model called DISC, so they call that the high D. We have the thinker, which people call the C, the high C style, the conscientious style, the more analytical. We have the relator, who is the high S style, the steady style, who's more amiable. And finally, the socializer, the more expressive, influencing style, or people call them, at least in the DISC model, the high I. So those are the four basic patterns. We all have combinations of patterns, but everybody has a dominant pattern that we exhibit most of the time with most people. But now with me, my dominant pattern is truly the director. You know, for me, I like to, I prefer people who don't waste my time. I make quick decisions when I see the benefits. I want to see the bottom line impact of anything you're asking me to do. I'm always looking for solutions or products or technologies that save me time or money. You know, those are the things that's important to me. Now let's take, you know, an example, just like you had mentioned with your fiance. Let's take my wife, okay? So my wife is the exact opposite style of me. She is the more amiable, steady relator style.
Mm-hmm.
So she tends to make decisions more collaboratively. You know, she wants to get my opinion. She wants to get other people's opinions before she makes a decision. Me, I make decisions typically unilaterally. But with her, I've got to involve her more. So there's where that flexibility and adaptability comes in. The relators, they don't like pushy, aggressive people. And again, I'm a New Yorker, right? by nature, more pushy and aggressive. But again, when I deal with Sue, I tone it down. I even change, and I don't do this consciously anymore. I do this subconsciously, where I tone down my pace and become a bit more relationship oriented. You know, when I ask Sue to make a decision, whereas I'll make a decision based on certain amounts of data, she needs some gentle guidance and nudges to help make decisions and where I have to show her where there's a minimum of risk. Take one of my children who is the more socializing style, outgoing. You know, that child makes spontaneous decisions, especially when excited about things. They often buy things before they're sold on them, so it leads to buyer's remorse a lot. They don't like paperwork. With my daughter, who's a socializer, for years I've had to really talk to her about writing things down. And I finally got her to the point now where she writes things down. The only problem is when I mean write things down, which, you know, a director like me does, I write things down in a pad, in a single, you know, booklet or whatever. So everything is there. When I complete it, I cross it off. I can always see what's done and what's not done. With my socializer daughter, she's finally writing things down, but it's on any piece of paper or anything, napkin, whatever, that she can find, and oftentimes loses them. They're not in an order of priority, doesn't know which ones have been completed or not, but at least she's writing them down. And finally, one of my children is a thinker. They need time and data before they make a decision. My thinker child, whenever I ask, you know, whether they want to do something or not, they say, let me think about it. I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll let you know in 2 days. You know, they just
and see, that's me. And I think that's probably because of my 28-year history at IBM, being analytical, left brain. I think that's probably where my thinker stuff comes from, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, when I talk about this concept as a behavioral style, not personality style. So your behavior, yours in particular, Kathy, with 28 years in the technology area of IBM as opposed to the sales area, in the technology area, you know, sort of molded your behavior into more of a conscientious thinker mode.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if that really was your deep down, you know, personality, which
I can answer that right now. No, deep down, I am a relator because I loved people. Whenever I could when I moved into management roles, I was so excited and happy because I was able to help people design their personal and professional development plans, and that helped me to really develop my relator kind of personality and just let it out because I wanted to, you know, keep the peace and make people happy and just, you know, build relationships.
Right, right. So, you know, now what you're doing is a passion because it's in line with what's important to you and what you like to do. You know, when you were at IBM, I'm just saying this off the top of my head, but, you know, when you were at IBM, it was a job.
Right.
What you're doing now is almost like a hobby. It's a pleasure. It's not even
Absolutely.
Work to you. It's fun.
Yes. That is, you are so right on. And that's the point I want to get across to all of my listeners, that you've got to find that thing that you love to do, your passion. I understand you have to pay the bills. I understand you have to work. I get that. But if you can find a job that aligns with your passion, oh, my God, your life would be so much more fulfilling. Now, Dr. Tony, we're coming up on our last 3 minutes in the show. I knew this would go fast. Let's please give that website. You had mentioned a website where you it's like self-taught, or what did you say earlier about the website?
Yeah, well, it's virtual training, but let me just give two websites. Okay, one is the assessments, which we've been talking about, where people can determine their style and even send out requests to other people to answer the questions about them, so they can see how other people see their behavior. But that website, and you know, every website begins, well, not everyone, but www.assessments, A-S-S-E-S-S-M-E-N-T-S, that's plural, assessments.ws. Now, that's a new format. WS stands for website, but
okay.
So www.assessments.ws, and that will take you to my assessment site. And, of course, the one about me is www.alessandra.com, and that's where you'll find everything else. And Alessandra is spelled Alessandra. So www.alessandra.com. So either of those two websites will get you to the various aspects of what I do, my products, my services, my YouTube clips, you know, where people can see me on YouTube, the whole thing, Kathy.
Awesome. That is amazing. Now, let me just ask you really quickly, in I guess 100 words or less. This is just something I want to just throw out there because I've heard this from so many people, and I want to get your thoughts and your opinion on it. Dr. Tony, do you believe that men are men are – they would be more apt to – hear you and work with you and be happy and be willing to do whatever it is you want if you stroke their ego, whereas women would be more apt to cooperate or be more, you know, cooperative if they were complimented. Men need their ego stroked and women need to be complimented. What's your thought on that?
Okay, now, to stroke somebody's ego, are you in fact complimenting them in some way?
Well, yeah, that's true. You are.
So the point is, I don't like to make, you know, sweeping statements like that, because there's always exceptions. There really are. If you try to stroke my ego, I look at it suspiciously, quite frankly. I really do. Unless it truly where I can sense that it's true, that you're not trying to, you know, blow smoke at me.
Right.
It's
a genuine compliment, yes.
It has to be a genuine compliment. But I do believe, yes, that probably women love compliments. Women love to be listened to, probably more than men. Men probably like to talk more than they listen. Women tend to listen or tend to listen more than they talk and want to be listened to. There's a lot of things like that. I think, remember we mentioned the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, a real good book to really see some of the differences in the genders and what's important to one gender versus the other.
Right.
That's not true. One of my books.
That's so true. Well, Dr. Tony, we are absolutely out of time, and I thank you so much. You have been a wealth of knowledge in such a short period of time, and I recommend you please visit both sites, www.assessments.ws and then www.alexandra.com.
That's it.
Thank you, Dr. Tony. We really appreciate your knowledge and your wisdom.
Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it. You got a great show.
Thank you, and I'm sure my listeners are going to be sending me tons and tons of emails, and I'm sure they're going to be checking out your website. And we'll have to have you back because there was so much more I wanted to talk about, so we'll definitely have to have you back on the show. Thank you, everyone. We are going to sign off for now. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.